Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen. Human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone, wide open. Touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson. And it goes to Corey Davis.
Down the middle, he's got it. Elijah Moore, the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown.
Jones had just caught flat-footed. What an excellent, excellent route.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1, and it is time to answer your mailbag questions. So for that, we bring in our friend who is the co-founder of JetsXFactor.com, covering the Jets over there, Mr. Robbie Sabo. Robbie, what's up, brother?
Scotty too hotty, my attitude era brother. How's everything?
Everything's good, man. Because of that, I'm going to have to watch the best of Stone Cold Steve Austin tonight now.
Dennis Rodman, the worm. One of the two.
My goodness. The best of Dennis Rodman in WCW. It'd be about a 15-minute video.
Yeah. Karl Malone, too, right? Karl Malone was a couple of appearances in that era, I think, with DDP.
He sure did. Yeah, he teamed with DDP. And I'll tell you something, man. Karl Malone easily had the body of an NFL tight end. Could have played tight end, no question about it. I think there's a lot of NBA players that could play tight end, and that's why you see so many of these guys do it. Tyler Conklin with the Jets, he was a big-time basketball player in high school, ended up getting a scholarship for basketball in college before switching to football. He had played both in high school, so major crossovers there.
Yep, and you look. I remember as a kid watching Malone and Rodman on Nitro, and I go, whoa, they are skinny as hell. You know, it looks so much different on the court, but get next to those monsters, and my goodness, it's different.
Oh, 100%, and it's going to be fun to watch guys like Tyler Conklin, who, as you said, look a little bit different when they're standing next to a guy like Zach Wilson than when they're standing next to, say, somebody like Brock Lesnar, as he does some damage this year. Tyler Conklin, of course, not Brock Lesnar. I don't think Brock Lesnar is going to be showing up on the football field for the Jets this year, but let's talk about some of the guys that are going to and answer some mailbag questions. We'll start with our buddy John Grella. He says, I'm told limiting snap counts is common among salad defenses over the years. Is this true? That's pretty much SOP as far as I'm aware, right, Robbie?
Yes, but it always comes down to what degree, right? I know Jets fans were concerned when Ulbrich had that presser last week and dropped the number, 40, 45%, 50%? I mean, listen, to what degree, we have no idea. These coaches are human, just like everyone else. You know, the availability of players dictates what's going to happen. And everyone loses their mind when Lawson or Q aren't labeled and named specifically outside of that mix. But, you know, there's little going on right now. I wouldn't worry about it too much. Standing operating procedure per San Fran, yes. And if you look at Saleh and what Douglas has done with Saleh in-house, you know, they've committed a lot of money to the D-line, gone after depth on the D-line. So you could expect a good rotation. We saw it last year, but again, don't sweat it too much. I mean, we got to let it play out, see what happens.
Next question comes in from Michael Christopher. He says, if the Jets were an NBA franchise, what team would they be? Like, for example, I would think the Heat and Ravens are similar with player development, strong coaching, and they play hard all the time, built a strong culture with a good coach. Who do you think would be the Sacramento Kings of the NFL? I guess maybe the Jets would be the Sacramento Kings of the NFL. Kind of fits, right? I know the Kings had some nice years there with Chris Webber, and then they just fell off a cliff, and they've been off that cliff ever since. So the Kings might be the team, right?
That's kind of a good comparison. You know, Bibby, Webber had that run. They could have got to the championship if not for the Lakers. And what was that? The alley-oop, the famous clip, Kobe to Shaq. I think that was the first title of the three straight, and they knocked off Sacramento. But, you know, Sixers, another good one. When you look at the front office, trust the process. You could compare them there. So, you know, Kings, Sixers, Knicks. I guess you could throw the Knicks in there, too, because the last championship is around the same time, 72 for the Knicks, 69 for the Jets. Mm-hmm. They haven't been to a finals, a Super Bowl like the Knicks have twice since. But, yeah, a lot of good comparisons in terms of Jets and the NBA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from DRoll13. He says, I'm sure you saw there was an article floating around saying the Jets have the best odds to pick number one overall in 2023. Which do you think is more likely, the Jets making the playoffs or crashing and burning to the number one pick and a new quarterback in 2023? And then he adds, for what it's worth, I believe in Zach Wilson. I don't know how likely either scenario is, but I think that making the playoffs is probably more likely than being the number one overall pick again. I just think there's too much talent on this team to not win at least 4 or 5 games, which would probably put them out of the spectrum of getting that number one pick. They could still potentially be a top 5, top 6 pick, but number one, I think, is probably not going to happen. And if Wilson plays really, really well and exceeds expectations this year, it's possible that if they squeeze out an extra win or two here and there, that maybe they sneak into the playoffs. I don't think it's a high probability, but if you're asking me to pick between the two, I'd probably say that the playoffs is more likely than number one overall pick.
Yeah, completely agree. I mean, look at the odds. Number one overall pick, you have to be 32 of 32. You know, that's one of 32. Playoffs, it's not even just 12 now. You got 14. So there's two extra playoff teams. You know, Douglas, the depth, the roster's deeper. Well, I mean, we know that for sure. they'll have to prove it with the injuries first, but you know, compare the two. The tougher question would be top five in the first round or playoffs, but number one overall pick, absolutely taking the playoffs.
Next question comes in from John Jetson. He says, Sauce was wearing red oven mitt type gloves in practice to help him cover receivers without grabbing or holding them. Is that a legitimate concern with Sauce, or is it something minor that can be corrected with some coaching and oven mitts? It's something that's definitely a concern. You heard Richard Sherman talk about it when Sauce went on his podcast. He pointed that out as the one major weakness of Sauce's game. He said you can get away with that a little bit more in the college ranks, but in the pros, they're going to call you on that. And he explained to Sauce exactly how he would go about fixing that. You heard Luke Grant talk about this when he did all 22 film reviews of Sauce on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/playlikeajet. It's something that stands out. That said, even though it's definitely an issue, I do think it's fixable. I think the oven mitts are a good technique. I trust the coaching staff to help him. And if Richard Sherman says that it's something that's not terribly hard to fix, I'll take his word for it.
I'm thinking right, you know, identically along the same lines as you. I think Sherman's on the money. You know, I kind of liken it to the dribbler in basketball dribbling a tennis ball. You know, it's not the same exact thing exactly, but you're just trying to simulate a tougher experience. Yes, he could be a little handsy, a little grabby, but you know what? If he's talented and he plays well out of the gate, he's got to build that reputation. And a lot of those calls are based on reputation, franchise reputation, player reputation. So it might be a struggle in the early going. I think, though, as long as his talent comes to the party, he will build a reputation where he can get away with it a lot more, even in today's age where a lot gets called. But yeah, the good thing is that he's actually wearing those hamburger helper sized oven mitts to take the turkey out of the oven when a lot of young guys wouldn't dare do so, you know, this early in their career on the football field. So that fact alone that he's willing to do this is a good thing in my mind.
Next question comes in from Idris Arnaud. He says, hey, Scott, sent this to you last week. If the Jets make it to the Super Bowl, where will you watch the game? A, at the Super Bowl, B, at a bar with other Jets fans, C, locked away from humanity on your own in a glass case of emotion. Personally, I'm a C kind of guy. Yeah. I would say A. I would be leveraging every single contact that I have to try and get myself tickets to that game. Been waiting literally my entire life to see the Jets in the Super Bowl. So if they make it, I'm going to do everything I can to be at that game. Although I totally understand why you would go with option C.
Yeah, it in my younger years, you know, my college years, in my 20s, it might have been a defaulted locked away, maybe with a select group of people or my brother, my dad. But these days, I'm with you. I would do everything I can to get there, cover the game, whatever. So, yeah, I agree completely.
Next question comes in from AJ Tranzano. He says, looking at the team, it appears the Jets have depth everywhere except swing tackle and linebacker. They also could use a run-stuffing defensive lineman. Barring injury, would you say beyond those three positions and maybe special teams, the team is mostly set with their starters in depth? For the most part, yeah. I mean, you could always use upgrades at certain spots, but I think you nailed the ones that stick out the most. They could certainly use some help at linebacker. That's not a mystery to anybody. I'd say safety, they could definitely use some help there. That's one that you didn't hit on, so I'll add that in there. Yes, a swing tackle. I know that Max Mitchell's a guy they really like, but they could use someone with experience. And obviously, yes, a run stuffer to replace Foley Fatakasi would be nice. But I think compared to recent years, those needs are relatively trivial compared to what we've seen, because there have been seasons where they've gone in with half the roster unable to field a decent starting player. And this year, it seems to be the first time that they're really kind of starting to turn the corner in that regard.
Yeah, if you look at, I just touched on it, but the depth, he did hit the three spots, safety as well. But their depth, I mean, look at Riley Reiff in for a visit. I mean, if they sign him and he's a backup offensive lineman for them, their backup line could be in contention when compared to some of the Maccagnan O-lines. I mean, the names aren't as big, obviously, but in terms of talent, in terms of, you know, five across, you know you're starting to turn the corner when you have guys you really trust on the bottom third of your roster. I think Elijah Riley is one of them at safety. I mean, he's no lock to make the roster, obviously, but I like him in terms of a lot of the things he brings, intangibles. You know, he's not a, I wouldn't call him a dirty player, but he does a lot of the you know, in your face type things you kind of like to have at practice, to have on special teams, at backup safety. You know, not great in the, you know, too deep. He doesn't have the range, but everything else I love. So the depth is there. The question is about injuries. Can they reverse that curse in terms of injuries? And if they can, you know, I expect pretty good things.
Next question comes in from John Donnelly. He says, Berrios showed last year that with playing time, he can produce. Is he going back to the bench as wide receiver four, or is he going to be a big part of this offense? I think he's going to be wide receiver four or five, and then he's going to be the gadget guy and obviously the return man, as we heard from Brant Boyer. Makes sense because he's an all-pro return man, and that's his best attribute. I think the problem with Berrios is a lot of Jets fans got carried away because he was making some plays when nobody else was, when no one else was out there. But if you look at a lot of what he did, and you heard this from Joe Blewett when he came on the show, your co-owner, Robbie, over at JetsXFactor.com, he reviewed the film of Braxton Berrios here and obviously did one for JetsXFactor.com as well. And he talked about how a lot of the times when Berrios was making plays, they were easy designs, and it was the type of play where if he didn't make it, then he was just beyond scrub. That's how bad it would have been if he didn't make these easy plays. If there's more tension on him, I don't think it's going to be quite the same situation. I know a lot of people have tried to compare him to your co-host on the Underdog podcast, Robbie, Wayne Corbett, and I don't think there's any comparison. And I'm not trying to say anything mean about Braxton Berrios. I just don't think he's anywhere near the receiver that Wayne Corbett was. He doesn't have the catch radius. He's not as good of a route runner. We could go down the line. But I think Berrios is better when he's a depth receiver, when he's a gadget piece, and when he's returning kicks and punts than when they're trying to force him into a bigger role.
You nailed it. That was exactly what I was going to say, catch radius. He doesn't have the catch radius. Now, what you like about him is he improves. I think he's improved big time since arriving as JD, one of JD's first moves. Berrios is a perfect test case in Jets fandom in the year 2022, social media. The rules are you can only be extreme one way or the other. Berrios tests you in that regard because there's nothing wrong with admitting, hey, he's not a superstar in terms of the attention he gets, so he's overhyped. Yet at the same time, he is an excellent piece to the roster. So he's one of those guys. He's going to be polarizing when the Jets don't have a lot of weapons and he steps up. People are going to fall in love with him because he looks a lot like some of the fans who root for him. So, you know, it's one of those cases. Number four receiver, number five receiver, gadget, jet motion. If you track last year too, the offense, when Zach Wilson returned from injury, a lot of the offense, the increase in production coincided with Berrios on the jet motion. And it wasn't Berrios per se in terms of his game-breaking ability, but just implementing that jet motion. They had a guy. LaFleur had a guy who could threaten the edge and be that guy who could assume that role. It's not easy. Elijah Moore could do it, but you don't want to put him there. You want him out wide. You want him being the route runner. So, yeah, his role is going to be exactly how you laid it out. Receiver four, receiver five, returner, excellent guy to throw in there at slot and start if injuries occur.
Next question comes in from Godson5. He says, why does it feel like the experts are wildly all over the place on the future of Zach Wilson? How can they see the same player play and differ so greatly on his upside? You know how that goes. Everything is subjective. Some people will see one thing, others will see something else. Tim Jenkins, for example, who has the All Things QB channel and the Tim Jenkins Academy, excellent quarterback guy, and obviously played a little bit in the NFL, high level in college. He loved Zach Wilson coming out of BYU last year. And then you hear other guys that weren't quite as high on Zach Wilson. They said he was a product of weak schedule and easy opponents and all of that. Then you go and you take a look at his tape with the Jets, and there's a lot of bad on that tape, but then there's some good at the end. And then it's a matter of, what did you watch first? What did you watch last? How much did you watch? What did you see that you liked versus what did you see that you didn't like? It's just the way it's going to go when somebody had such an up and down rookie season like that. And now, of course, they've got so many different pieces on the roster as opposed to last year. So we'll see if that helps Zach Wilson improve. But ultimately, what this comes down to is, Zach Wilson is a player that showed you flashes, but also showed you some really poor stuff too. And so you're going to get a wide range of opinions on him the same way that you're going to get a wide range of opinions on Justin Fields, who had the same exact experience with the Bears last year.
Yeah, you know what? I never thought about this, but this is the first time I thought You know, just like Berrios is a great test case in today's modern media for football, so is Wilson. You know, coming from a small college, coming out of nowhere, his last season in the collegiate ranks, it's just one of those situations. He's got all the talent in the world, but can he figure it out between the ears? I think he's a smart football player, smart quarterback, no doubt, but that doesn't mean he's got what it takes. I think he does have what it takes. The problem is he was so extreme last year in terms of when he played well, he played really well in those small spurts. And when he played poorly, he played extremely poorly. Like, it's not that he's an inaccurate quarterback, like he showed after week two against Belichick last year. It's that his mind fouled up everything else. And that's why it's so high or low. And I think that's why it's so polarizing as to what the question from Godson, you know, alluded to.
Next question comes in from H.W. Desper. He says, why do beat writers make a big deal of players struggling in OTAs and then rip fans for praising good preseason and practice performances? I understand they have a job to do, but it looks hypocritical. I'm not sure specifically who you're referring to with this question, but I'll take your word for it. I think what it really comes down to is when it happens at OTAs and they're there in person, they say don't make a big deal out of it because, Robbie, as you know, having been there many times, there's just not much going on at these OTAs. It's very light.
Yeah.
There's no intensity whatsoever. So you don't make a big deal out of that. The preseason and the practices are a little higher intensity. You're going up against live bodies in a much more combative way. So it means a little bit more. I don't think you should go too crazy about how a guy looks in practice or the preseason either. But obviously, that's certainly more of an indicator than what a guy does in mini camp or what a guy does during OTAs.
Yeah, always, always, always take these OTAs, even training camp tweets, reports with a grain of salt, even from me, positive, negative, doesn't matter who it is, always take it with one eyebrow raised. That's just the way it is. And I bet you all, most of these people who are writing in are on Twitter and active on Twitter. And it just seems so much more hypocritical from the beat writers when viewing from just Twitter. So you got to dig. You got to do your own research. You got to dig. You got to visit multiple sites. Jets X Factor, Play Like a Jet, Gangrene Nation, go on and on. The more you dig, the more you venture into that space, the clearer picture you'll have. And I know it's tough because sometimes you're relying on information. And that's the interesting part about it, because you don't get to see, you only get to hear, and you only get to read, you know, tweets that are, what, 250 characters in length sometimes. So always take it with a grain of salt and dig in as much as you can.
That's going to wrap up part one of the mailbag. Visit playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel to check out everything we're doing over there. The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has got some great all 22 breakdowns of all the Jets draft picks. Plus, he just did a review of Zach Wilson's improvement after he came back from injury last year. Watch all the videos and subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinn and Williams Bless You Thank You shirt, the Zach Says Go Long shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.